friends, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So for this podcast episode, I am going to talk about an event that I went to recently that is so much fun. And when they're coming to you, I think and believe you should go check it out as well, because I know you will all have a great time. And you're probably wondering, Becca, what is this? It's Amazing Silent Disco. And you're probably now wondering, what is Amazing Silent Disco? So, in any of wherever, depending on where you're living, it could be in a science center where it happened with me, or it could be in a small venue. It all depends. So, when you get into that specific venue, you're either gonna go to the, for me it was the second floor, you're gonna check in, and then on the second floor, and then around the corner after you check in, you're gonna give headphones, and you're gonna put them on, and there's different stations. There's gonna be a blue station, a red station, a green station, and it's gonna have different kinds of music, and you're gonna jam, and you're gonna hit a button on the left side of that on your right headphone, on the right side, and then on the left side you're gonna click a button to bake the music higher and lower. So for me, I decided to go to this one because I was interested in all three categories, all three DJs. I went back and forth a lot through all the DJs, and the blue section, which it would be the third if you hit the So DJ number one that I got and that I recorded was, like I said, it's green, red, and blue. So I'm making sure I say this right. So red was first, and red was the throwback. So your Britney, anything from the 90s, anything from the early 2000s or 2010s. So that's Britney, that's early Justin Bieber music, early Demi Lovato music, early Nicki Minaj music, early Alicia Keys, etc. and etc. There's a lot of artists out there. Kesha, early Kesha music, like just anything early, NSYNC. You get what I'm saying, guys. Like anything that's not in 2024. So that was the red section. The blue section, after that was the green section, which were the pop queens. And that's what you get. Queen Bee herself, Beyonce, you have Lady Gaga, Rihanna, all the queens, all of them, Katy Perry, all of them, just to name a few, because then I'm like, well, I'm forgetting people. And then last but certainly not least, the blue section, which was Broadway, all your Broadway musicals. And I, like, the whole night went back. The event started at 7:30. I got there exactly on when the event started until the event ended, which was 10:30. I thought it was short. I was like, I wanted it to be longer because I was having so much fun. So I went back and forth through each DJ, depending on the song and the artist that was playing. Like, for example, Don't Hate Me, Swifties, Don't Come At Me. I'm not a Swiftie fan, so every time Taylor would play, I would switch to a different channel. If there was a musical that I'm not too fond of, I switch a channel. If there was, like, something back in the day that I wasn't in, that was, that I'm not into, or I don't know the artist, like if it was something from the 70s or something from the 80s that I didn't know, I would switch a channel, like stuff like that. So I would go back and forth a lot, which is what I wanted. I wanted to go interchangeably between all three DJs and not just stay being one DJ channel. I saw them do other events in my local science center, and the three DJs, I'm like, oh, I only like one, so I would just be staying on that. I like this one because it's like, I'll be in more. They are all, I'll be listening to all the DJs back and forth after a song. And there was times that, like, I would be in a DJ for, like, five songs. Like, I'd be listening to five Broadway shows and songs. And then it'd be, like, five. Then I'd go. So I'd be in the blue channel for five songs. And then I would switch to the red channel, which was throwbacks. And I'd be there for five songs. And then I'd be in the green channel for the pop queens for five songs. It would go like that, which I liked a lot. By the way, just to let you all know, there are only drinks at this event. There's no food, so I would advise you to eat before or after the event, but it's better if you eat before, because a lot of things might be closed when you get out for parking and stuff like that. So I would eat before, because they are only having drink. There's no small bites like if you went to like House of Blues or anything like that. There's only drinks. The drinks were good, in my opinion. I had one drink, which was called the Passion Fruit Margaritas. You know me, I like margaritas. I like sweet drinks. It was really, really good. The other ones I didn't get a chance to taste, but they looked good as well. So Silent Disco, any drinks that they have from, it's Becca approved. They're good. They're delicious. I had fun. I saw one of my friends that I there as well, because I went by myself. Again, there's no problem going by yourself. And I saw also a coworker there that also went as well, and we all had fun, a really great time. So the drink, so I can let you guys all know, it was the usual, you know, 16, you know, like 12 to like $16, the normal amount that drinks usually cost. And then I, you know, gave a tip as usual. And by the way, like, just letting you know, you have to, at the end of the night, return the headphones, because they reused them. If you walked out with them, you can't use it because it goes by their Wi-Fi and it turns off after every show, and you won't be able to use it at all. So there's no point of using it, because I was like, oh, I want to keep it. I want to keep a memory of it. But you cannot keep it at all. So, depending on when you buy the ticket, the last bit of information, depends on the price. If you buy it early, you will pay for it $20. When it's like middle of the range, it'll be $30. And if you are doing it last minute, it'll be $40. They come back pretty dark, like a lot over time. One of the people, the workers that they're like, oh, we'll be back in November. So So they come back a lot. So I would tell you guys to 100% go to Silent Disco. It's a fun time. You won't regret it. You'll have fun going with your friends, co-workers, loved ones, significant other. You'll have a great time. Or going by yourself. You will have fun. You could make great friends as well. So it's a stamp of approval for me that you should go. Even if you're not going to drink. Like, you don't have to drink. You just have a good time dancing. You'll have fun. My only downside is, like, is that, yeah, it's 3 hours. But, like, I've been to, like, House of Blues when they have, like, stuff like that. And it's, like, 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours. And I'm, like, so I think we could have had it longer and have it like be 4 hours, but you know, be like 7:30 or 8 to midnight or 7:30 to midnight. I would have loved it even more if they did that, but it is what it is. It's because of the venue that they have this in, and it has to be closed at a specific time to be open for the next day. But overall, I had a great time. I will go to this again. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.